Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
So glad you could be with us for this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving, a national holiday set aside by President Abraham Lincoln in 1863, where on the fourth Thursday of November, we openly focus on our many blessings. At Mormonism Research Ministry, we are ever grateful for the positive comments that we do receive from our listeners, and we thought that we would take this time to focus on some of the things that have been sent to us that we find to be an extra special blessing and encourages us in the work that we are doing. And let me say that we really do find it an incredible blessing when you do take the time to send us your greetings and to send us your encouragement. Your encouraging notes and the comments that you leave on our voicemail, and they are not taken lightly. We do very much appreciate when you do take the time out of your busy day to encourage us here at MRM, because there's a lot of negativity when it comes to this kind of work, because we are dealing with subjects that people, of course, do not agree with us on. And it does make it difficult, but you really do bless us with these comments. And so we thought we'd just read some of those. Many of these are taken from our newsletter through the past year. A lot of you who listen don't get our newsletter, but we do like to include a few of these comments in there just to show what people are saying about the work we're doing at MRM.
Well, somebody listening right now might say, I don't get your newsletter. What can they do to get on?
Well, they can actually just go to our website, and there's a place that they can sign up. Just go to mrm.org. And there's a place there that talks about a free newsletter, and we'd love to send it out to you. It's a little four-page. It's got a three-hole punch if you want to put it in a notebook. There are a lot of articles in there. Many of those articles never do get to the website. Some of them do eventually, but usually not right away. We like to give that to our subscribers first before everyone else gets it. And sometimes they include some of the things that we've talked about on the radio. Not always. Some of it's actually all original. So if you don't get it, we'd encourage you to do that because it is free.
Somebody last year listened to this very broadcast and had to write us. And this is what she said. I just listened to your Thanksgiving podcast and reminded me that I have not expressed my thanks to you for your work in bringing the truth of the gospel of Christ to all, including people living under the banner of Mormonism. I have a dear LDS friend whose belief has challenged me to learn of my own faith in Christ. I have found our contrasting beliefs clearly expressed in your site and honestly cited from primary sources as well. We make a big point about
We do make a big point about that. We always have encouraged Christians, if you're going to talk to Mormons about these things, it's best to use primary sources, sources that they should respect.
One of the places they can find that, not to plug your book, but in their own words, is a real helpful tool. Besides the book, you have the PDF on a disc that can be used as well. You can order that on the website, but that would help you with primary sources as well, and not just anti-Mormon sources or other sources as well.
A term that we don't like.
We don't like it, but
that's
what they call
it. I'd like to emphasize that.
and then the writer continues, thank you for representing Mormon doctrine with integrity and for expressing your passion for Christ as well. That method of presentation is a powerful witness and has helped me grow in my ability to express the gospel of Christ to my friend as well as more clearly understand God's word for myself. Thank you. The idea that integrity is important to us, I would have to say that's a great compliment.
Yes.
That somebody can give, because we try to be upfront with people. We're going to be forceful on some of the points we're making, but we're not trying to do this for personal gain and expressing our passion for Christ. I know you do that all the time, Bill, and it grieves you, and it grieves me as well when we are talking to people who just don't understand the convictions that we have that Christianity is true. There really is a Jesus Christ, but to follow the wrong Jesus is damnable.
To take off on that, I would hope that people would see in us, in Mormonism Research Ministry, that we have a sense of urgency here. We take this seriously. So sometimes when Mormons write us and they try to be flippant and accusatory, I kind of lose a little patience sometimes when I'm accused that way, because I do take this very seriously. This is not a joke with us. This is something that I think really needs to be discussed, because there are eternal consequences. We all at MRM believe there are eternal consequences for embracing the heresies of Mormonism and dying in a situation like that, never fully putting your trust in what Jesus did on the cross at Calvary.
Well, when the gospel is being watered down, like we see so many times, you watch it on TV or different churches, a lot of Christians aren't used to that kind of conviction, but we're going to stand by the fundamental truths of the Bible.
Here's a short one. This person wrote to say, I caught part of your program a few days ago. I just wanted to say, praise God. You guys are doing such an awesome job. I am very proud to know you. Keep going for Jesus, my friend. Those little tiny comments probably didn't take a whole lot of time for that person to write down, but boy, it sure makes our day when we hear things like this.
Thank you for writing that. Mm-hmm. Here's somebody else. I want to let you all know that I absolutely love your podcasts and website. The website, of course, is mrm.org. I love the way your individual personalities come out in the podcasts and the ways that you respectfully look at material. I feel like I'm sitting in the room with you guys as you share. I invited my wife to listen to one with me, and the first thing she commented on was how interesting and unboring you guys make something that could easily become mundane day after day. I also want to say that your website is very well laid out and user-friendly. I think we do have different personalities, Bill, you and I, and the other guests that we have. And so what you say, sometimes I'll say something off the cuff maybe that's related, but something that you wouldn't have said, and vice versa, you're saying things that I wouldn't say. So I think that's, this person has said, it's we try not to make this boring.
Yeah.
If this is just reading the Journal of Discourses and let's just read for 2 minutes, we do read out of the different manuals to make our point, but we're not trying to make people fall asleep.
I don't think a lot of people understand how you and I, when we interact off air, okay, a lot of our discussions that we have on air are very similar to the discussions that we have off the air, that we're discussing these things back and forth and sometimes playing the devil's advocate of what would a Mormon say in this particular situation? How would we respond to that in a positive manner? So we're kind of bouncing things off each other. I know my wife is often commenting when she hears us talking about Mormonism in the office. She's just like, you guys are nuts, you know?
But I think,
I mean, in a good way.
We're limited in a 12-minute format that we're talking here. But I think if you were to catch what we're talking about beforehand, it would be very similar to what the radio show ends up becoming.
Let me read this one. It says, I just wanted to again thank you for running an amazing ministry with great people. As I have pondered all the questions and comments raised at MRM.org and Mormon Coffee, I have come to a deeper love and understanding of God than I have ever dreamt possible. Now, that really blesses us, because certainly that's what we want to do as well. Not only do we want to inform people of the differences between Mormonism and Christianity, but we hope that it will encourage them to get into their own Bibles to learn, well, what is it do I as a Christian really believe? What do I believe? Why do I believe it? How can I use what I believe in a witnessing situation in a way that's going to yield a positive result? And this is encouraging too, because they say with great people, and we really do have great people at MRM. I mean, you know, Randy Sweet, who helps out in witnessing endeavors, he and Carol Sweet are behind the scenes. People don't even see what they do, but they put together our newsletters and get them all ready for mailing and things like that. And Carol handles the prayer requests that come in. I mean, we have Aaron Shafel-Waliff, who, of course, works on our website, does a lot of work with that, does a lot of evangelism down on Temple Square, a very passionate young man who loves the Lord, loves the Mormon people. And I wanted to mention something else, if I have time here, because we received an email that mentioned Aaron specifically.
Yeah.
This is a Mormon. This is a Mormon writing this. I was heartened by Aaron Shafel-Waliff's blog about how to deal with Mormon missionaries. It is nice to know that an evangelical has some understanding of how hard a mission is in the Mormon belt. I felt a kinship as he described his missionary duties and am disheartened at how he is treated. I calculated that I knocked on over 40,000 doors during my 2 years. It was clear that he gets it. I was also impressed with his understanding of Mormon theology. It is not often that I come across an evangelical that actually did some research on Mormon canon and additional sources. Usually they just parrot something they heard in church, and when challenged with facts, admit that they really don't know what we think and believe. And that's one thing about all of us at MRM. We all have a passion for the Mormon people and the desire to want to really learn what Mormons are supposed to believe.
Yep.
We don't make it up, as some Mormons will say, who have never really read closely. Let me also mention about the blog. Sharon Lindblom puts a lot of time in that blog, and she writes excellent articles. She does really good work, and she's a huge asset to
Mormon
this
Coffee
as well.
Is the name of
exactly.
it. Exactly. Yeah, if you can go right on from our website to be able to go right onto that, and twice a week there are new entries that bring lots of discussion.
And if I may, another behind-the-scenes worker that puts in hours and hours and hours making MRM run would be my wife, Tammy.
Absolutely.
If you ever call the office and a female voice answers, that's Tammy. And if you have any questions on anything having to do with the office and the runnings of MRM, she's the one to talk to.
Well, let's admit it. She's the one who runs this ministry. Oh, she knows all the books. She knows all the process. And she keeps us on our toes making this ministry work. So it's a teamwork deal that we have going on.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Here, so that's neat. Thanks for that comment. Here's another comment. Hello, MRM team. You continue to do a stellar job. I just visited MRM.org, and I can honestly say that you have created a world-class site and list of resources. WOW in capital letters, period.
So they're yelling at us. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, see, again, folks, I don't think you realize how much encouragement that brings to us for just taking a few short moments just to jot down some thoughts. Because naturally, a lot of the comments we receive from Mormons are not so positive. And it's a blessing to know that we are having an impact in the Christian community. It's a blessing to know that we're not only informing about the differences between Mormonism and Christianity, but as we've seen, it's encouraging people to get in their own Bibles, to learn what they believe and why they believe it. That blesses us. That's part of our mission field. That's what we want to do. We have a twofold mission, not only to reach the Mormon people with the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel that's found in the Bible, but also to encourage the Christian and encourage the body of Christ.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. On Saturday, December 1st, Mormonism Research Ministries Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson will be signing their new book at the Lifeway Christian Store in Murray from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Published by Kriegel Publishers, Answering Mormons Questions tackles 36 of the most common questions asked by Latter-day Saints. Each chapter in the book provides practical explanations about how you can respond to your Mormon friend with gentleness and respect. In addition, a number of useful tools are included, such as a glossary of dozens of LDS terms and their Mormon definitions. Answering Mormons Questions will surely help you in your evangelism tactics. And for this day only, the regularly priced $18 book will be on sale for just $13.49. Lifeway Christian Store is located at 6336 South State Street in Murray. Easy to get to, easy to find. Again, it's all happening on Saturday, December 1st from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Lifeway Christian Store in Murray. Bill and Eric look forward to meeting you.